getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week of fun. Oh, man, here we go again. I got a stack of records here. I've been in the garage digging out records that have been in storage for 100 years. Well, maybe 30, 40 years anyway. Just seems like 100 years. And I brought a few more up from the basement. We're going to get to those here in a little bit of the show. And other than that, we'll just see what happens. I'm looking out the window of the studio here. Beautiful sunshiny day in northern Minnesota. It's like 70 degrees. Man, it's like perfect out there. I got to get done with this show and get out there and get in the garage while it's nice out. Sort some more records. I can't wait till later in the afternoon because then the sun comes around and it shines right in the garage. And even on a nice 70 degree day, it gets hotter than heck in there when the sun is shining in. And I don't like the door up, shining sunshine and all those records. And I don't like sweating. So we'll see. I've got Art Perko and the orchestra ready to go to get things started this week. The song is called Corrida Number 1. I didn't know what that means, so I looked it up. Corrida is Spanish for bullfight. Really? This song doesn't sound anything like a bullfight to me. And then it has a lot of other random slang terms and things that we're not going to get into. But one way or the other, we know for a fact it's the Art Perko Orchestra.
It's been a long and lonely, lonely year since the last time I saw you, my dear. Do you remember when I said my surrender? I said I'd always love you endlessly.
Go. Art Perko and the orchestra there. Corrida Number 1 is what it says on the record. So I guess I'm not going to argue with that. But anyway, just like that, we got another show underway. See, it feels like I've been already doing it for 10 minutes. But it's only been five. Anyway, all right, now, I've been telling you, I've been digging records out of the garage. Records been in storage for 1,000 years. Well, they went from 100 to 1,000. All right, that's a dramatic jump. But anyway, and we've talked before that a long, long time ago in a land far, far away, I once worked at a polka radio station in St. Paul. And when I was there, it was a WMIN, 1010 on your dial. I know the station is still there. They're not playing polkas anymore. Before they were WMIN, they were WJSW, and they were polka format then. And Ralph Huttmaker and the band did a song called the 1010 Polka, which they dedicated to the radio station. And it was, you know, polka, polka, 1010, that's our favorite song. Polka, polka, 1010, listen all day long. And I play that song from time to time here on the show. And I was out in the garage, and I found a record, an LP, by the Shimoleski. Well, it just says the Shimoleskis on the record, on the thing with the picture on it. But on the record, it says the Shimoleski Brothers. And so I'm looking at the tracks on here, and this has not been in the house in 40 years at least. And I know it has the My Polish Boyfriend Polka on here. Is this? This is Patty singing when she was 9. I play that right along. I've got it on a 45 too. But I notice on this album they have the 1010 Polka. Well, that's cool. It's an instrumental version. There's no singing, so it's almost like karaoke music. I'm not going to sing it with you, but I'm sure that I played this album 40 years ago, the last time it was in the house or in a studio or somewhere where I had it regular around me. But I haven't for a long time. So let's give it a spin, shall we? It's the Shimoleski Brothers, it says here. The Shimoleskis on stage. I mean, they're showing a whole family in the picture here. So it's got to be more than just the brothers. But anyway, here are the Shimoleskis and the 1010 Polka. There you go, Shimoleski Brothers Orchestra there. That's the 1010 Polka, their version of it. Let's do a Whoopi John record, shall we? It's the Laughing Song, also known as the Laughing Polka. There's a lot of laughing in it. It's Whoopi John's orchestra.
Oh, when I was a little lad many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy, and my pappy called me Foo. Laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. (Laughter) country folks, and yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. Clumsy, oh, she weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling around just like a silly bear. She fell so hard upon my lap, we went right through the chair. Off the fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, cause what she said is true. I've been around that girl so much that I turned monkey too.
We got Whoopi John's Orchestra there. That's the laughing song, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We're going to stick with the German attitude here for a little bit yet, but I want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum before we get into the next record here. Invite you to stop by, pay them a visit. You know, if you're in the Duluth Superior area, of course, it's very handy for you to pop in and visit the World of Aquariums. World of Accordions Museum. There are no fish there. But see, I said Duluth Superior, which made me think of Lake Superior, which made me think of fish and water and aquariums, and yeah, because they got that too. But anyway, I know a lot of people that live right there in the Duluth area had no idea there was a museum with about 1,400 accordions on display right under their very noses in Superior. Oh, people, you need to check it out. If you're going to be in the area, by all means, pay them a visit. If you're looking for a reason to come up this way, by all means, pay them a visit. A lot of other things to do in the area. You know, fall's coming, and there are a few places to see fantabulous fall colors as the leaves change color than there is along the north shore of Lake Superior, which all starts at Duluth Superior and right near all those accordions. How can you miss the opportunity? Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, you check out the displays and the research materials and the activities and the history and all that groovy stuff, all right? worldofaccordions.org. Speaking of accordions, I told you I was going to kind of keep it German style here for another record at least. I have the Good Morning Polka, Dean Hansen and his accordions. Dean Hansen, the happy bartender. It says so right on the record. We'll be right back. there you go. Yeah, he sounded like a happy bartender to me, I guess, huh? Dean Hansen and his accordions. I don't think he's playing them all at once, and there's obviously other cats in the band, but that's what it says on the record. That's a Good Morning Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another round of all this nonsense. I have Bernie Witkowski here and his three hobos. Ah, some of the names of the bands and the other musicians that turn up on some of these records are fabulous. Yeah, it's the Sunny Side Up Polka. I want to hear the three hobos playing. That's what I want to hear. Bernie Witkowski and his three hobos, the Sunny Side Up Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another week. Believe it or not, this happens every week right here, same place, same time. And believe it or not, you can make a request or a dedication or ask a question about a song or a band or whatever you want to do, because you can contact Oompa Hour World Headquarters. How would you do that, you might ask? Well, if you have a phone, any kind of phone, dial phone, flip phone, cell phone, satellite phone, space phone, communicator from Star Trek, whatever it happens to be, you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't float your boat, you can email oompahour@aol.com. And if that's still not good enough for you, you can hook up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Which is really more typing than any of the other options. And again, that phone number for voice or text is area code 218-259-2985. Okay, you got a request or something? I'll do my best to find it. Might take me a while because a lot of the records are just randomly shoved on shelves. And I'm thinking, it's the one with the yellow label and I think there's red magic marker on the sleeve. And then I just flip through till I find it. And sometimes I actually do. Now, one of my all-time favorite movies since I was a kid is Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines, because I'm kind of an airplane nut. My dad was a private pilot. We flew around all the time, and I aspired to be a private pilot. But to do that, you have to have two things at the same time, and that's time and money. And they seem to be mutually exclusive most of the time. And so I never got that far. But, I mean, my wife and I actually went to a factory where they make kits for manufacturing your own airplane in your house. And we took the construction thing. We built a rudder. We have a rudder for a perfectly good airplane stored in what used to be my daughter's bedroom closet, just in case we ever get around to finishing the rest of it. I don't know. Just grew up in kind of an airplane nut household. And I had forgotten that Frankie Yankovic had recorded a polka version of the theme song from Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines. So with that little pre-story, I present Mr. Yankovic.
Those magnificent men in the flying machine, they go up to the up, they go down to the up, down. They enchant all the ladies and steal all the scene with their up to the up, and their down to the up, down. Up, down, flying around, the loop in the loop and defying the ground. They're all frightful and keen, those magnificent men in the flying machine. They can fly upside down with their feet in the air. They don't think of danger, they really don't care. Newton would think he had made a mistake to see those young men and the chances they take. Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're all frightful and keen, those magnificent men in their flying machine. Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up till up, up, they go down till up, down. They enchant all the ladies and steal all the scene with their up till up, up, and their down till up, down. Up, down, flying around, helping the loop and defying the ground. They're all frightful and keen, those magnificent men, those magnificent men, those magnificent men in the flying machines.
I have it there, Frank Yankovic there, and those magnificent men in their flying machines. That's from an album he had done a while back, obviously, that was all movie songs done in polka time. I'm trying to remember. Let me see. I think I got the scoop on that album here somewhere. He's got, what is on there? Zorba the Greek, of course, The Great Race, Mary Poppins, Sound of Music, My Fair Lady, all that kind of stuff done up in polka time. Forgot about that. I also totally forgot about The Great Race, an equally fantastic movie on my list. But anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. Here's one of my favorites. It's Larry Chesky and a band, his orchestra, and I Want to Play in Your Band.
I understand the ups and downs of music. I suppose it's not been easy all these years. But I can see from afar that you really are a star, and I really want to play in your band. I played and played all of your records. I think I know them all by heart. Another night of fun, and you're back on the run. I really want to play in your band.
I swear to God I only want to be with you. I promise you I'll always do my best. I don't mind playing second fiddle. Oh, I just want to play in your band.
You seem so far away in those spotlights. The starlights have made you so blind. You're not even aware or notice I am there, but I still want to play in your band. You hardly get a chance to talk to me. If so, it's for a second or two. You got music in your heart, and I've known it from the start, but I still want to play in your band.
I swear to God I only want to be with you. I promise you I'll always do my best. I don't mind playing second fiddle. Oh, I just want to
there's a chance that you could feel it in your heart, I pray the Lord you'd give me just a start. Where applause is the game and rewards are fun and fame, I really want to play in your band. For you it's just another of those evenings where all memories are left behind. You had fun, laughter and cheer, but we thank the Lord you are here, but I still want to play in your band.
I swear to God I only want to be with you. I promise you I'll always do my best. I don't mind playing second fiddle. Oh, I just want to play in your band.
Playing your band, Larry Chesky and his orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How you doing, man? We're just flying right into September here. In fact, I bet if you got kids in your world, whether they're your kids or maybe your grandkids or your great-grandkids, hey, I'm in the great-grandpa category now, man. They're probably in school as you're listening to this show, or pretty darn close to it, because we are cooking our way right through that first week of September. I've already seen ads for Christmas stuff. I'm getting ads for winter coats in my email. I'm like, really? No, 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 no. Anyway, we're getting there. I'm already starting to find the new Polka Christmas records. Because they're not new. They're just ones I haven't found for 40 years. So I'm digging them out. Speaking of digging them out, here's a record came out of the garage last week while I was digging out, cleaning stuff out. I got Joe Lackar's Elbow Room Party. Is what it says. Joe Lackar and the Lackar Brothers. And how can you turn down a song called the Pesky Fly Polka? We'll be right back. Ah, there you go. Joe Lockhart, the Lockhart Brothers Orchestra. That's the Pesky Fly Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We do this every single week. Same place, same time. All right, let's see, Oompa Hour fans. What are we going to do here? I had something picked out. I got the Dynatones. Haven't had the Dynatones for a while. Here's the Where Were You Polka.
Jasnym ranem si chłopce mamy nie łobudzę. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Gdzieś ty był, Jasieńku, do rana? Gdzieś ty był? Pyta się go mama, czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona.
There you have the Dynatones. Where were you, Polka? This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. By the way, in case you're wondering, I haven't talked about our waltz or our 78 of the week yet. And that's because they're going to be one and the same this week. I have a waltz that's on a 78. So we'll get in our official waltz for the week and our official 78 RPM record. All in one convenient presentation today. So there you go. Now, another record I found while I was digging in the basement. Or the garage, I should say. I have the Lowell Larson Trio here. And again, this record hasn't been out of the basement in at least 40 years. And, well, maybe it says here, there's a note on the record, November 1987. So maybe not that long. 35 years for sure, anyway. Lowell Larson Trio, for those of you in the area where the Oompa Hour is produced up here in northeastern Minnesota, around Grand Rapids and Hibbing and all that up in northeastern Minnesota, you might be familiar with Larson's Barn Dance. Okay, I guess you would say, I guess that's in McGregor, 7 miles north of McGregor anyway. A lot of people, for those of you out of the area, have no idea what I'm talking about. It's a big barn that got fixed up and they do like wedding receptions and parties and reunions and all kinds of stuff there. And even though this record's still 40 years old, the old barn is still active. And the Larsons, it was their barn. That's why it's Larson's Barn Dance. And I have the Lowell Larson Trio here, and I haven't had this record out in almost a zillion years. So let's play one, shall we? The Lowell Larson Trio. It says they've appeared at the Shmulevsky TV show, which, of course, is from many years ago. And they have Shmulevsky spelled wrong on the record. Oh, I feel so sad now. They played the Gibbon and the Bellray Polka Festivals. Some of those of you in the Minnesota area are probably familiar with a bunch of that. Anyway, let's just play the record here. Lowell Larson and the band. It's the Lowell Larson Trio. And now I've been talking so long, I forgot what I was going to play. Oh, the Red Raven Polka. I knew it was one of the good old standards that everybody knew. And I bet a lot of you haven't. Bet a lot of you. What, I don't know what that was. Bet a lot of you haven't heard this one for a while, anyway. Here's a Lowell Larson Trio. The Lowell Larson Trio there, and the Red Raven Polka. I find myself singing the words. I obviously prefer songs that have singing. And if there's no singing, I'm sitting here singing the words if the song should have singing. But anyway, Lowell Larson of Larson's Bar and Fame in McGregor, Minnesota. For those of you in the area, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you out of the area, you don't know what you're missing, but take a look. I mean, it's kind of a little plug for Larson's Barn. They're on the interwebs at Larson's Barn. com. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the site, and I mean the site, the physical location of the barn, not the website, but you may not be familiar with that either. Check it out, because it's you don't know what you're missing. It's extremely cool. We've been to a lot of things there over the years. And I'd never looked for a website before. Larson'sBarn.com. All right. Just a little valuable tip for you. If you're out of the area, just look and you go, gosh, honey, maybe we ought to move to northern Minnesota. Look at the neat stuff they have up there, huh? Here's the Eddie Zima Orchestra. It's the Tune-Up Polka.
Thank you.
Man, I can't believe we're three quarters of the way through the show already this week. Yowzers! Anyway, that was Eddie Zima's orchestra there, the Tune-Up Polka. I don't know if that means the band needs to tune up their instruments or the van the band travels in needs a tune-up. Could go either way on that. All right, we got to get our 78 of the week record in here. As you know, every week we try to do one 78 RPM record just because it's fun. And every week we try to do a waltz. I conveniently have a waltz on a 78 this week, so we can do both at one time. I have Louis Bachelle in his orchestra. It actually says Louis. Some of the newer records say Louis with an E on the end, but this is Louis Bachelle and his orchestra. And it sounds a little scruffy when I first get the record going, but after we get going, she sounds pretty good. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78, you know. Here's Give Me Back My Heart. There you go. That's Give Me Back My Heart, Louis Bachelle. Louis Bachelle is an S on this one, not an E. And his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That makes our official waltz of the week and our official 78 of the week, because everything sounds great when it's on a 78. Oh, man, time is flying by. I got a little Wally record here. I got to get in here, and we'll see what's going on after that. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty then, let us press on here. I told you I had Lil Wally coming up. Lil Wally with the Sewerski Orchestra, in fact. This is called the Jukebox Cheer. There you go. And it's a jukebox cheer. Yeah, Lil Wally with the Sewerski Orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. If I don't dilly-dally for too long, I just might get two more songs into the show today. Let's try it, huh? Jerry Dustal and the orchestra. This is a well-worn record, but that makes it authentic. Here's Annie in the Cabbage Patch.
Halla lupeni, lupenička, šla na ninka dozeli, natra halla lupeni, lupenička. Přišel na ní pepicek, rošlapal i košiček, ti ti ti, ti ti ti, ty to musíš počít. Prahala lupeni, lupenička, šla na ninka dozeli, natrahala lupeni, lupenička. Přišel na ní pepicek, rošlapal i košiček, ti ti ti, ti ti ti, ty to musíš splačit.
There you go, Jerry Dostal and the orchestra there, Annie in the Cabbage Patch here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and look at that. We could squeak in one more song here, and I'm suddenly doing 16 things at once. I'm trying to keep things tidy in here, but it never works when I'm doing this show. I wind up with records all over the place and never enough counter space. Let's go out on the Jersey Express, Mary and her Galamke. Uh-oh.
Maryś, niech se mnie smucę, żyj się ze mną, go za łebczku chrzę. Jak se ciebie, Maryś, ej, gołąbki, oh Maryś, you are for me. Jak se ciebie, Maryś, ej, gołąbki, oh Maryś, you are for me. Nie będę więcej popijał, ani wędrował, tylko ciebie, moja Maryś, będę całował. Jak se ciebie, Maryś, ej, gołąbki, oh Maryś, you are for me. Jak se ciebie, Maryś, ej, gołąbki, oh Maryś, you are for me. Tak szanował lepiej nie siebie. Ze mną Maryś, będziesz w jak niebie. Jak se ciebie, Maryś, ej, gołąbki, oh Maryś, you are for me. Jak se ciebie, Maryś, marriage, hey, you're going to be. Oh, marriage, you are for me. Marysia jemu odpowiada, nie wiem, a że nie, bo mamusia i tatusia nie potrzebuje. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, hey, you're going key. Oh, Maryś, you are for me. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, hey, you're going key. Oh, Maryś, you are for me.
All right, gang, we're going out on that one from the Jersey Express here on Tim Zupa Hour. The old clock on the wall says, look at that, we did fit in a couple more songs. So they're getting your money's worth today. Oh, wait a minute. Listen to this. It's free. Wow, you can't hardly beat a deal like that, can you?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Hoopa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!